Good afternoon, and welcome to the first edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show for the 2022-23 season. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Trenton. And Matt, it doesn't seem like it's that long ago. We were here just wrapping things up from the last season and a couple months away, and here we are right back here at Pizza Ranch, and it should be another fun season. And up first, of course, is the fall sports we'll be talking about here this fall, but it's going to be a great year.
Yeah, it will be. You know, honestly, the way things started out last year and with the fall sports and kind of carried throughout the spring, I mean, it was a lot of fun. Last time we were here for a broadcast was back in April of 2022. Here we are a few months later getting things rolling again. And, you know, for those that aren't privy to get to see, you know, what I see around the KXCV, KRNW offices, a little bounce in your step today. You can kind of tell, like, all right, we're getting back into it. The first football game's coming up on Thursday. Soccer and volleyball are underway. It's our first coaches show. We also have cross-country coming up this weekend, and men's tennis, and there's just so much going on right now that for those that don't know or get to see John Coffey on a daily basis, there's a little spring in a step.
I don't know who you've been watching the last couple of days, but any rate, you talk about volleyball. Boy, they got everything off to a great start this weekend with their road trip.
Oh, you couldn't ask for much more. They go 4-0 in a trip down to Canyon, Texas. That includes a win over 14th-ranked West Texas A&M. The Bearcats put three players on the all-tournament team. Peyton Kirchhoffer was the MVP of the tournament and really just kind of set the tempo and set the tone for what we saw all of last year, too, of a team that wants to come in and put their foot on your throat and come away with a win in a heartbeat. I mean, they won their first 11 sets in a row to start the weekend, dropped one to West Texas A&M, but then bounced back to finish off that one. So they really got on a roll, played good volleyball, and now it kind of carries into another big weekend with the Premier Challenge up in Denver, Colorado.
You know, the thing about the volleyball team this year as well, they're not sneaking up on anybody. They got a little bit of a bull's eye on their back after the success they had a year ago. So they came into this first weekend, and I think a lot of people are gunning for them, and they stood up to that pressure.
I think there are different times you can kind of look around the conference and see different teams that kind of break out after being under the radar. Then that first year with, like, the limelight on them, it takes a little bit to, like, oh, get used to it and be able to step up in those big moments. This team is not one of those teams. You're right. They came in knowing, hey, you've got a trio of All-Americans on the team. You were preseason number 12 in the country. Should have been higher. You had the opportunity to make a deep run into the tournament. Unfortunately, things didn't go your way, and you ended up falling to Central Missouri on their floor early on in the regional. But still, a team with so much talent back and a head coach and assistant coach that have been around to build this program up. A lot of expectations, a lot on this team's shoulders, and they did not wither at all in those first few matches and really took it to some pretty good teams. So a great start, and honestly, after this weekend, heading to Denver, where they'll see Angelo State and Metro State on Friday. After that, they've got Central Missouri on the road. Then they're coming back home for Missouri Western just next week. So things really hit with the conference right away. So this is another key week to make sure, hey, we played well in Texas. Let's keep it rolling this weekend.
And soccer also didn't waste any time getting started this weekend.
No, not at all. Went up to Wayne State, a 1-0 win there. Hannah Sterling, a sophomore from Olathe, Kansas, came away with a lone goal in that one. So a great showing there for Mark Gordon's squad to get things rolling on the right foot there. Then they came back home on Sunday and played to a scoreless draw there with Drury. So obviously one that you'd like to find a way to edge out a little bit more offense and find a way to come away with the win. But they're 1-0-1. They've got a couple more coming up at home on Thursday at 3 o'clock against Missouri St. Louis. So before football at 7, we've got soccer at home on Bearcat pitch at 3 o'clock. That'll be a good one. Then they go on the road to take on Sioux Falls. So some good matches coming up this weekend for this team. And you think about it, first ever NCAA tournament appearance, set a program record for most wins in a season. Coach Gordon was a co-coach of the year in the conference. This is another team with pretty lofty goals, lofty expectations for a squad that really hadn't had a ton of success up to this point since it got started. Here's Coach Gordon in the fourth season that he's been running things and really has them heading in the right direction.
You know, another program's got a bit of a bullseye on their back and one that they're used to after the last couple of three decades anyways. The Bearcat football team coming in ranked number 2 in the nation, the AFCA Division II poll, 4th in the D2Football.com poll, picked to, again, win the MIAA title coming off a conference championship a year ago. And they open up with what should be a very tough game with Fort Hays State Thursday night.
you said kind of used to expectations the last couple decades. I was like, well, where are you going with this? Like, this has gone on for a little bit while with this football team, but mate, boy, you're right. This is going to be a big one with Fort Hays, and that's been a good rivalry the last handful of years of Chris Brown building up that squad. And, of course, Rich Wright always has Northwest ready to roll there in week one. So that's going to be a fun one coming in. I think you look at Fort Hays' 5-6 record and from a season ago and say, a lot of close games. The ball didn't bounce their way. They had some issues with a couple injuries here and there. This is going to be a really good football team, and I think this is one that, boy, if Northwest can come in, set the tone to start the season, get a win over Hays. They go to Lincoln in week two and really get things rolling from there. It's going to be fun to see because there are some key spots where the Bearcats are replacing guys, the offensive line, some skill position around that offense. There's some key contributors at every level defensively, but also some new faces stepping into starting roles. So, some uncertainty there, but then at the same time you look at that coaching staff and say there's a lot of consistency here, and I think that plays a big role in why Northwest year in year out is as good as they are.
And it'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff again this year. You can follow all the action of Bearcat football on KXCV KRNW. We'll be on there 6 o'clock with Bearcat game day again Thursday evening. Cross country also getting underway this weekend as well. We'll talk more on cross country as well here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat coaches show. So we got a lot coming up, and we'll be back and have more for you from Pizza Ranch right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch and joined now by a veteran off that defensive line in Northwest Missouri State, Elijah Green. And Elijah, great to have you back on the program here.
Yes, thank you so much. It's my pleasure. It's always a blessing when our paths cross, so I appreciate it.
And boy, it looks like you are ready to roll. I just come bouncing in here. You're ready for this season opener coming up Thursday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been too long without football. Too many just grueling workouts, throwing up on the field too much. So I'm ready to go. The sound of the pads are music to my ears at this point.
Thursday night's going to be a lot easier than what you've gone through here the last few weeks.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
Coming in as a senior in this program right now, just kind of talk about coming in as a team captain and the leadership role you want to bring to this Bearcat football team.
Yeah, so kind of the role we're looking to establish, especially on the defensive side of the football, as you mentioned, is just we want to be physical. We want to be a hard-nosed Bearcat defense that we've had for so many years. We don't want guys to just be playing, you know, timid, and they don't know what to get the coverage check to, or they don't know what to do on certain snaps. Like, we just want to make it basic. We want to play fast. We want to play physical, and we want to have fun. Because I think once we're playing fast and physical, the fun part always comes with it. So that's kind of our motto this whole camp and leading up to this game is let's just play fast and physical. And then once we get back into the film room after the game, we can correct the mistakes. But while we're out there on the field, we don't have time to sometimes, you know, talk about what we should have done or what we should have done here. It's just like we got to get to the next play and tackle that head on.
Now, you and Zach Howard are veterans along that defensive line coming into this year, but you got some guys around you that have had some meaningful snaps here the last year or so, so I imagine that has to be beneficial. But what are some things that you're telling them about this season opener and maybe a couple guys moving into the starting lineup next to you there on that defensive line and what they can expect?
Yeah, so I've kind of pulled both of those guys aside, and I'm like, okay, I can tell you from experience, you are going to be so nervous, you don't even know what to do. Because I remember last year going out of that field, I had never felt more nervous in my life. But it was like, It's the same thing we do every single day. You're just going to get your pads on, you're going to play ball, and you're going to be just fine. So I think really they won't feel that until like after that first snap, then you're like, okay, this is just all normal, we're ready to play. But just being calm, like this is just any other game. You've done this your whole entire life. There's no reason to build this moment up or something. It's just any other game. So let's just get the pads rolling and let's get flying.
Imagine a nice thing this year too, as opposed to last year where we opened up on the road at Hayes, Kansas. A chance to open up here at home again. And in front of your home fans, too, that has to be pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think – I can't even remember the last time we had a home opener because I don't know if we did in 19. Yeah, I can't remember, but, yeah, it's been so long since we've had a home opener, so I am so ecstatic to get out there and just hear Bearcat Nation just roar it.
And, you know, last year you had to wait a little bit even longer for that home opener with the Lincoln game being postponed. So, and they had to wait a couple more weeks there. So it's nice to get that out of the way right here.
Yeah, that is the truth. I know for a fact I will be able to hear my mom loud and proud. She's got her front row season tickets right behind the defensive bench. So usually when I get to the sideline, if Coach Wright is saying anything good to me, hopefully that happens a lot. But if I'm sitting there, I'll just peek over my shoulder and I'll see my mom staring at me and she'll either tell me to pick it up or you're doing a good job. So
now I understand too, you kind of got an in with the president of the university now as well.
I do a little bit. I've heard of him every once in a while, but yeah, just a little bit of an in with him.
And Dr. Clarence Green, your father, the interim president at Northwest Missouri State, and looks like he's just rolled right into that this summer and then kind of picked things up on the roll here.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. Yeah, I can't speak enough high good things about my father. I think the biggest thing is just I'm just blessed to have a great example like that in my life. There's so many guys out there, kids out there that don't have a role model or even a father at all in their lives. And it's just such a blessing to have not only just a good father but an excellent father in my dad who's shown me, you know, how to do things. You know, nothing in life is going to be given to you. You have to put in the work, show up every single day. Crucial things like discipline, responsibility, accountability, things like that that every man needs to learn, and it's just so many crucial, valuable lessons he's taught me through my life.
I know athletics have been very important to him through the years, coming in as a football player as well at Northwest back in the day, but also academics is something that's very stressed in your family.
Yeah, that is the truth. Yeah, that's actually good. Not a lot of people don't remember that my dad actually plays football here. So
I broadcast games he played in.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. So that probably wasn't too many touchdowns Bearcats at that time, but yeah, my dad is always been on me about the academics. Mom and dad too, is if I get a B, they're like, what are you doing? You're gonna fail out of school. And I'm like, oh my, hey, it's just a B, we could relax a little bit. But I think their standard for me is excellence and nothing else. So I think that's been an amazing thing. Sometimes in the moment I'm like, okay, we need to relax. But when I look back on it, I'm like, man, if I wasn't held to that standard of excellence, who knows where I would be at now. So I'm extremely thankful for that.
And we're talking with Elijah Green from the defensive line at Northwest Missouri State. And Elijah, just besides football, and we talked a little bit about academics here with you, what's the future look like for you? I know you, right now the immediate future is what's coming up on Thursday night, but as far as maybe post-graduation or post-Northwest Missouri State, what are you looking at?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now in the interview process of a couple jobs, one at Stryker Medical up in Minnesota, former defensive lineman actually reached out to me to join their team. Ben Spieth was his name, and then another company down in Kansas City, an insurance company called Locked On. So a couple going through that process right now of, you know, where I'm going to be, because I don't necessarily have any ties to, oh, I want to be in KC or I want to be out west or east or anything. I'm just like, I'll go wherever they need me. So, yeah, just kind of keeping my eyes and ears open. Would prefer the medical pharmaceutical sales route. So Stryker has a heavy interest of my eye so far.
All right, one final thing that's just kind of looked toward Thursday just briefly. From a defensive standpoint, you're going up against an offense that even though the record-wise last year they struggled a bit, but you look at their offensive statistics, they were very balanced, very good on the run as well as the pass. What are some things you're looking for this year? Of course, Chance Fuller back at quarterback, and they've got some good people around him. What are some of the main things that you guys are concentrating on for Thursday night?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think this year's game will be maybe a little bit different than how it was last year. I think last year they passed, their run-pass ratio was about 80% pass to 20% run. I know they just got a new transfer running back who's actually really, really good. So I expect them to probably run the ball a little bit more than what they have on us in the past. And their coach is speaking highly of him, so I'm sure he's a great, great talent that they have. So I'm expecting them maybe to run the ball a little bit more. But like you mentioned, Chance is a phenomenal quarterback who, you know, if we don't get to his feet or affect his throw or get him on the ground, he can pick us apart all day. So that's kind of our focus, is how can we create pressure and make his job as hard as possible up front with us four.
All right. Well, Elijah, thanks a lot for being with us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Look forward to watching you this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Elijah Green from the defensive line, a senior for Northwest Missouri State out of Maryville. We'll be back and have more on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch here in Maryville for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. We are joined by head coach Amy Wirth, as well as Alyssa Rezach, a setter from her squad. The Bearcats come in 4-0 after the opening weekend of play, wins over St. Mary's, Adams State, Colorado Springs, and West Texas A&M, who's the 14th ranked team in the country. Coach Wirth, Alyssa, appreciate you coming on. How are things feeling as we're still very early in this season? But, I mean, how long does it take to kind of get into that full swing of we're back in and rolling?
Our girls do a great job coming in July and working, you know, together as a team. And I can't be involved yet until August, but they do a great job of getting in the gym. So I think finding a flow is pretty easy for us because we have been doing it for a while. The freshmen come in July as well, so it's not a brand new team when we start in August. So just thankful for that. But we did find a flow this weekend and produced at a high level, especially against West Texas. So good to see those things early on.
Alyssa, you get out there, St. Mary's, the opening match, and really didn't give them any room to breathe at all. Just kind of immediately went out and attacked. Did it feel like, you know, it was still last November or like things had never actually stopped? It was just getting back out there playing once again?
Yeah, that was kind of my focus this year, is not to have to restart, just pick up from where we left off. And I thought we did a good job of taking care of our systems and just playing Bearcat volleyball right from the start. So I'm really proud of the girls.
So we were kind of talking in the open, and John talked about the expectations for this program that may be higher than they've ever been from the outside looking in. And to be able to come out and start the way you do, four quick wins, four dominant wins, and to be able to roll now into Colorado, was there any feeling? Does that pop up in your mind at all? Is it just kind of, you know, we've had these expectations on ourselves, so it really doesn't matter what other people think right now?
Yeah, I think Coach Wirth kind of answered that question nicely last week about how it's good to get the recognition of, yeah, we're going to be pretty decent, but I think the girls do a really good job of just putting our heads down and go to work, and we know we have to earn everything every single day, especially in the MIAA. There's a lot of really good teams out here, so we don't expect anything, and we just put our heads down and go earn it.
We talked a little bit about the preseason, number one in the MIAA, such a competitive conference in a competitive region. Didn't it feel like preseason number 12 is a little low? Is that chip on your shoulder at all?
I'm one of the voters on that. And, you know, it's a poll that a whole bunch of coaches get together and vote. So I'm much more interested in the regional voting because that's what gets us into postseason, and that's what we're really, you know, working towards. So you can say it was low being at 12, but, you know, we'll work our way up. And just if we've just have never been given anything from the standpoint of having to work in this conference to get what we've earned. So it doesn't surprise me that we'd have to work for that. But 12 is solid. It can be better. But I didn't get bent out of shape at it by any means.
I will say I looked at it like, really? But that's beside the point. I had some texts with Colin McDonough about that. So your first two matches going back to over the weekend, wide margins, St. Mary's, Adams State. Colorado Springs, 28-26 in that opening set. It's pretty tight. But then did it just feel like you kind of survived that first one and they left everything they had out there? After that, it was pretty wide margins. The final two scores, the last two sets, 25-13, 25-11. Was it, all right, our foot's on your throat, now we're just going to go ahead and end this match?
It just depends game per game, you know, the team that you're playing and match per match, what happens. And a lot of the time when a team wants to come out and beat a ranked team, they're going to give everything they have that first set to try to win it, and sometimes they fall apart. And so we just really focus on putting consistent pressure on them and doing our systems at a high level, and we let everything else take care of itself. But they gave us a run for our money that first set, and I was proud to see us get out of that one with a win. I think it makes a statement just from the standpoint of what we're able to do and the situations we're put in, that we can come out victorious in those situations.
Well, to bounce off that one and to wrap up the weekend, Alyssa, you take down West Texas A&M 3-1. What was the atmosphere like in Canyon, Texas, playing on their home floor and in front of that environment, to be able to come out and really put them away pretty early?
Yeah, they've had a pretty good fan base, I would say. A lot of people, a lot of the community was there. No AC in the gym. It was hot. It was loud. The band was there. But I'm really proud of us for just coming in and focusing on us. And we had a quick start, and we're able to take care of business. And I think we looked up, it was breaking their, 21 win streak at home. So that was pretty cool to do. So just proud of the girls for taking on that adversity and sticking to our plan and just taking care of business.
Kind of look back at that off-season work and say, man, thank goodness we did that before going to play in this hot gym, right?
Yeah.
This weekend, you go off to Denver, Colorado, and I assume leaving probably on Thursday for that. Matches on Friday and Saturday, starting off Angelo State, then taking on Metro State, the Premier Challenge. Coach, what are your expectations with who you're going to see there in day one? And then, of course, it's kind of open there and on Saturday who you might face.
It's top team, so we're not going to have a match off from the standpoint of, you know, we don't take matches off anyway, but we're going to have to be on our, you know, best games every single time we step a foot on that court, because the teams are high caliber there. They're invited, handpicked. And so, one, we're just honored to be able to finally be invited. It's something that I've been pushing for a while and said yes in about 3 seconds when I got the email to accept the offer. So just excited to be there. But I just feel really good about our team and our squad and how they're reacting to certain situations of being put in, you know, on the court from that standpoint. Just excited to continue to control our controllables on our side and see where it takes us this weekend.
How long has this tournament been on your radar? How long have you been trying to get that invite?
Probably the last 4 years I've been trying to get an invite from that standpoint, and kind of keeping my second weekend open, so hopefully I get the call. And the year before, we were on the wait list, and if one team decided not to come, we were going to get invited. So I dealt with all that when I was on my family vacation and was bummed about it on my family vacation, but got over it this year when we finally got in. So excited about it.
Well, and you go through and some tough matches this weekend, but then was it next week you're going to turn around and go to Central Missouri?
Yeah.
And the MIAA starts up like that.
Yeah.
So these are some big matches early on. To obviously you want to win and kind of, hey, prove that we are who we are, but at the same time, Alyssa, it's probably a chance to kind of get in and get yourself ready for a Central Missouri team you've probably been looking forward to seeing for quite some time.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think this weekend will kind of get us ready for playing at that high level. A lot of ranked teams. I'm excited to see how we race the occasion, and then going into conference, you know, I think we'll be ready to go and ready to start and see some of these teams that we have some chip on our shoulder, I should say, to get back at them.
Well, you're the MIAA setter of the week, the fifth time in your career that you received the honor, a double-double a couple times over the weekend, including 52 assists against West Texas A&M. Is that special early on to get that recognition?
Thank you. I just have to give a lot of credit to my team. Like, the passers did a really good job getting me high in the well. We call it the well. It's the middle of the court. Hitters did a really good job of playing the ball away at a pretty high level. So, yeah, it's special to me, but I think it just credits the team a lot more because it's such a team effort to get that type of award.
How special was it to see Hallie out there playing alongside you, too, after her battling back from injury?
That's really special. Really cool just to see her her mental fortitude to go through an injury and just come back and just keep continuing to make the Bearcat program better. She makes everyone around her better, her teammates better, regardless of the role, and I think she was really happy to get back on the court.
All right, Bearcats are 4-0, heading to Denver, Colorado. The Premier Challenge coming up this weekend, starting off Angelo State at noon on Friday, then Metro State 7 o'clock in the evening. Coach Alyssa, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alyssa Rezac and Amy Worth joining us here on the KXEV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break. Back with more on 90.5 and 88.9.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. And again, it's the first coaches show of the season. I'm joined now by the cross-country coach in Wick Cunningham, and also a member of his team on the men's side, Jake Norris, with us out of Papillion, Nebraska, and a senior. Guys, again, it's great having you with us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Excited to be here.
Yeah, nice to be here.
All right, Wick, let's just kind of talk about this year coming in. I think a year ago you kind of came in mid-season a little bit. How much fun has it been? And how much better has it been to be able to come in here and just have a full year and a full off season to prepare this team?
Yeah, it's been a lot less chaotic. Still a lot of chaos, but fun chaos. It's been really nice to build relationships with the team the past year over the summer, especially with the new incoming freshmen. I get to know them before the first meet rather than know them halfway through the season. But it's just been a little bit more organized and a little bit more exciting to kind of have a full plan rather than just diving right in.
What's been the biggest thing you wanted this your team to do in the off season? Now, granted, a lot of them go through the track and field portion of the year as well, but as far as once things wrapped up with the outdoor track season, what were the main points you wanted to have this team do while they were away?
Yeah, first and foremost, get a nice solid rest before we get running. Do nothing for a couple of weeks, which distance runners, after about a couple of days, they're ready to start running again. But in all seriousness, I think that I really just want them just to run consistently. Just put in the work, hold each other accountable. They did a great job. They were texting each other all summer. And that accountability they hold each other to is just enormous in building that connection before they even step foot on campus.
Besides the actual just running and staying in shape that way, is there anything from the weight room standpoint you guys work on to get ready?
Yeah, we get a weight program a couple times a week in the summer. And just, yeah, comparing that with the running, and just usually comes together pretty well throughout the year.
And I guess we mentioned Jake Norris is with us, a senior at Papillion, Nebraska. And Jake, what's it like for you coming in as a senior and getting ready for this season?
It's exciting. It's definitely a lot different from previous years just with how young the team is. But I'd say it's just really a blessing because a lot of these guys are new here, and so we have different faces, different personalities. And I think the biggest thing is that we all – blend together really well, and I think that's something to look forward to on the course.
Yeah, it's Wick talked about the young group coming in. From your standpoint, were you able to maybe get in touch with some of these guys before they got on campus here this fall and maybe help them with what their expectations were going to be this fall?
Yeah, so we actually have Strava, it's an app we track our running on. But we are all in it together, and so you can kind of just see the progress of each person, see if they're lacking a couple days or what's going on, but then just staying in touch, I think, was something really beneficial this summer.
What have been some of the goals that you've set for yourself this year?
Definitely want to be at Nationals, and then at the MIAA, I want to be all conference. But then also just a personal goal is just to help guide these freshmen. A lot of them are very ambitious, which is good to see. And just being there for them, being available for them if they need anything, and helping them grow.
And again, being a senior coming in, you've been on the Northwest campus for a few years now, and coming from Papillion, Nebraska. Let's just kind of go back a little bit. Tell us what brought you to Northwest, why this seemed to be the place you wanted to end up and run collegiately, and just how things have gone up to this point for you.
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest driving factors was just the people in general. Being around the community that cares, that you can see that in the way they work, not just what they say, was very, I could see that when I came to Northwest, and so that's why I decided to be here. I took my visit during the Chocolate Milk Mile, which I think really inspired me to commit to Northwest, and Wake played a part in that a long ways ago. But then just staying, I think the people is really what kept me here and made me decide to come back for fifth year, too.
Okay, now I have to ask the next question here to both of you. What the heck is the Chocolate Milk Mile? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I created that when I was a sophomore in college. You drink a full 16-ounce cup of milk, chocolate milk, run a lap, and repeat that four times and time the whole thing. And it just started off as kind of a fun, goofy thing the team did, and it kind of grew and blossomed into something a little bigger and more fun. But it's really fun to get out there, and it'll give me a chance to race with the guys again. You know, I gotta hold my own there, so it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Well, now, Jake, how does he hold his own with you guys, or are you guys kind of showing him how it's done now?
He's got a lot of experience. He's got a lot of miles under his leg, so he keeps up with us when he wants to.
All right, and Wick, when you talk about Jake here, what are some of the expectations you have for Jake?
Yeah, first and foremost, you know, I'm hoping he's just going to be a great senior leader, and he is already. Kind of mentoring, guiding those young freshmen. It's encouraging to see him kind of latch onto some guys in practices and in workouts rather than maybe leaving them in the dust, you know, because we're going to be better together, and that's been exciting. And at the end of the day, you know, he wants to go to Nationals. I want to help him reach that goal. He wants to be all conference. I want to help him reach those goals. And he's receptive. He's like a sponge. He's willing to listen and soaks everything up. And just having that partnership with him is going to be really awesome this year.
So what are some of the things he can do, and Jake talked about this too, to maybe help yourself get to those particular goals and make sure that you've got a great chance to meet those goals?
Yeah, I'll start. You can play off of it. I think a couple of things he'll do, and we've talked about, you know, just that consistency, you know, keeping consistent in sleep, diet, staying healthy, running, and also just trusting that we're working together. There's going to be ups and downs, and at the end of the day, I've got his best interests in mind.
And Jake, as far as your work outside of athletics, I know that always takes up a lot of time for student athletes, but on the student part of this, just tell us a little bit about your academics and being a senior now. Imagine you're kind of looking down the road just a little bit on what you want to do after graduation.
So I've always looked at being a financial advisor. I'm currently taking classes for my MBA, general business, and so that's new. It's interesting, but it's fun at the same time to just go to the next level academically, and just having that focus because we're student athletes, not just athletes, so I think that's very important.
And I think that's one thing that's really across the board with the Northwest Athletic Department. You see not only what you guys have been able to do and do some fantastic things in the competition, but it seems like the All-Academic Honor Roll, the various other academic awards, Northwest Missouri State athletes, cross country in particular here, always at the top of the list with that.
Yeah, I'm really proud of our team, you know, because we are student athletes, and just getting it done in the classroom, they do a fantastic job balancing that with their sport and being able to excel at both is just a huge testament to the hard work they put in both on and off the track.
Now, you got your first competition coming up on Friday here on the Northwest campus, and the course, I understand, is kind of weaving around the different athletic venues on campus. And talk about what went into coming up with this course and how this will be maybe a little different, some of the courses you guys will be running against.
Yeah, so the course is a 2-kilometer loop. The guys do it a couple times, the ladies do it a couple times, and it's nice for spectators specifically because they can stand in one spot and see about 90% of the race. You know, cross country is one of the only sports where spectators are sprinting across the field to watch. So I think they're going to really appreciate that. I think our team's going to enjoy it as well. It's very, very good footing, very good surface, and yeah, it's just going to be exciting for them to get out there on it for the first time.
And Jake, talk about being on this course and what it's been like so far.
Definitely more enjoyable than the previous course. The previous course, definitely you had to have some grit, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to run on that course many times. But this new one, I think that's the biggest thing, is just parents being able to watch, like fans, spectators being able to watch most of the race is exciting, because I can almost feel bad when your family comes down and they get to see 5 minutes or they get their own workout while you're racing. Yeah. So that's exciting. And then just being on campus is kind of cool.
I imagine it's an opportunity for, say, being on campus. Some people that may not have an opportunity to watch you guys will be just by walking through campus, and I'll get a chance to see what you guys do.
Yeah, 100%. We're eliminating any barriers to potential spectators, and that's really exciting.
And as far as competition, talk about who you'll be up against this week.
Yeah, so we got one school out of Nebraska, Peru State, and then two MIAA schools in Washburn and Missouri Western. It'll be kind of fun to have a little – three little MIAA teams kind of competing against each other, sizing each other up to start the year. And, you know, we're really just looking to go out there and give a solid effort and respond to race-like situations that we haven't been able to be in yet this year.
And it's coming up on Friday. Just talk about the time and where on campus it gets underway.
Yeah, so we'll be just west of Hughes Fieldhouse and just south of the softball field would be a majority of the course. And women will go off at 6, men at about 6:40.
All right. Well, it ought to be a lot of fun. Then you've got a little bit of time from this to get ready for what's traditionally been a big one here on, September 17th, the Woody Greeno in Lincoln, Nebraska. It seems like that's one that draws a lot of the top runners from around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic meet. This is a nice little rust buster for us to start off building into that meet. They've got a great course, great venue, great competition there, and we're excited to just get a checkpoint to see where we are on our way there.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That's cross-country coach in Wick Cunningham, along with the runner off the men's team, Jake Norris. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State soccer right now, and we are joined by head coach Mark Gordon, as well as sophomore Hannah Sterling and redshirt freshman Lily Ellis. Appreciate y'all coming on and chatting with us here today. And coach, we look at it, open the season last week, you took down Wayne State on the road, you come back, you played to a draw with Drury. Overall, early on in the season, what do you want to see so far, and what do you take away from those first two matches?
I think we're finding our quality in our defense, just overall attacking, toughest part of the game, scoring goals. Managed to come away with one up in Wayne, Nebraska. Created some late opportunities with Drury, just not able to cap it off. But two good teams. The Drury, you know, coming off a really strong season a year ago, GLVC champions, Yeah. So, you know, we're still trying to find all of our quality, put all the pieces together. So we're moving in the right direction.
And the chance for a long season to be able to do that over time, and of course coming off a very successful season, that has to bring in a little bit of momentum too, I'm sure. But is it one of those things that it does take a little bit longer for the offense to catch up to the defense when you're early in the season?
Just there's some variables that have happened. You know, just we haven't had all the pieces that we've had a year ago that are back. So we've been working through some things, and so you know we'll find our rhythm.
Hannah coming in, getting that lone goal against Wayne, and kind of getting Northwest Missouri State off on the right foot there, and that one coming relatively early on in the match. I think 17 shots total. But did it feel like, all right, we're kind of putting things together? Not everything's finding the back of the net, but things are kind of heading in the right direction so far.
Yeah, it was good with the team. I felt like we were doing a good job building it up to the attack, so obviously scoring showed that we were swinging the ball, we were finding those opportunities, and then just be able to capitalize on the opportunity was good.
How special is that to be the first goal of the season and kind of get things rolling there?
Yeah, it feels really good. I also just love that my teammates can get the ball moved around and I can just be in that position to finish it for us.
So if I go through and I read this right, Olathe North High School in 2019, you're the leading goal scorer. You had three goals a season ago. You've got kind of that offensive background. Is that in your mindset a little bit of like, all right, I'm going to come out and I want to be one of the players helping set the tone for this team?
Yes, of course. I love, obviously love scoring, and it's kind of a competition, you know, who's going to be the lead goal scorer. But I just think being able to score for my team and being someone who can be in the attack is obviously great. So excited to be one of those people for our team.
And establish yourself early as everybody else comes around. It's nice to have a lot of weapons out there, Coach Gordon, when you think about this. And still just a sophomore, she's got a long way to go. But how are you seeing Hannah develop as a player that can step in and be one of those key cogs offensively?
You know, Hannah scored some pretty big goals for us last year as well. We utilize her mostly in the midfield and just through some of the things that we do coming into preseason. We do some fitness testing and things like that, and we do some points. And, you know, I said, Hannah, you know, we've got tons of midfielders that are going to be playing and starting these scrimmages. I said, I want to utilize you on the wing. So I've kept her more centrally in the field. So we learned some things about her ability on the wings, and she's continued to thrive there through the early part of the season. So, yeah, we're excited that she can produce goals.
Are those hard conversations to have to bring in a player and say, hey, we like what you're bringing, but we want to shift things around and put you in a different spot? I mean, to a certain extent, part of that has to be like, all right, I'm going to be humble and take on this new role of what's best for the team. But I assume with what you're bringing in and the players that you have, that's one that, hey, whatever it takes to help this team win, I'm all in for it.
Yeah, that's really the mindset of all the women on the team. I think they want to get results for the team. They want to continue to grow the program in the direction that we're moving it, and just want to continue to see that kind of success. So yeah, I mean they're all really receptive, and they want minutes. They want to get out and perform and compete for their team.
Lily Ellis, a redshirt freshman with the program. Two matches under your belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't given up a goal.
I have not.
So can we safely say that you're the greatest goalkeeper all-time in Northwest history? Are you willing to go out
that.
On the limb?
I wouldn't say that, but I'm trying.
No pressure. Sorry, I saw that, and I'm like, well, I mean, technically you haven't actually given anything up, so
yeah.
You kind of do rank up there. Coach, what are you seeing early on here from Lily?
Lily is... Brought a good level to compete in goal. She has some leadership. She's tall. She's long. Can cover the goal. Very composed. Her ability to distribute from her hands, not just her feet. I mean, she can throw the ball from the top of the 18 almost to the half line. So that's a weapon in itself. It's better than just punting, and you have a little more accuracy with the hands. You know, I think, you know, as she gets more comfortable with her team, she'll become more vocal. I've watched Lily for a very long time, since she was a young teenager. So I know what she's capable of in that part of her game, too. So we're just very excited. A shot stopper and just brings a calming factor in the back.
I mean, Lily, going in, you're at Wayne State. It's your first career match out there starting. Hannah gets goal again relatively early in the match. Do you feel a little bit more pressure of, I got to make this stand up?
It was just really exciting to be out there. I think that being able to have a shutout really just gave us some energy, and like, I definitely think it helped the team a lot just to be able to win that game.
Well, heck, even more so probably against Drury to say, all right, we got to keep this one yeah. a draw at that point. But for you coming in, how much of what you do is technique? How much is just anticipation, reading the opponent, and just kind of staying locked in throughout all 90 minutes?
Yeah, I definitely have to stay locked in. I'd say it's more of just like just being ready for anything that could happen. I just have to be ready at all times, and I feel like, you know, my defense does a really good job of not letting many shots get off, so definitely have some help with that.
So we're talking with Lily Ellis, a redshirt freshman from Cameron, Missouri, as well as Kearney, Missouri, not Cameron, excuse me. Hannah Sterling, a sophomore from Olathe, Kansas, as well as head coach Mark Gordon. Hannah and Lily, I'm curious about your guys' journey to come to Northwest Missouri State. Still young soccer players overall, but Hannah, for you, playing at Olathe North, what made becoming a Bearcat that right move?
I actually played with someone in high school who became a Bearcat. So she was a senior when I was a freshman. She came here. She really liked it, and it also had the degree that I was going for. So I just came here, came to a camp, just wanted to see kind of what Northwest was like. I ended up coming to the soccer camp, and I loved it. I loved the girls. I loved the atmosphere. I also loved the campus when I took a tour. And, yeah, I was just right where I wanted to be.
And what's the major you came here for?
Marine biology.
Marine biology. See, that's – I was in broadcasting. They put me in the – I don't want to say dumb classes, but a less intelligent one. So that's way out of my league, marine biology. What about you, Lily? What brought you here?
It's a very different story. I actually committed to SLU to go play for St. Louis University when I was a freshman, playing there to go there for like 4 years. Through COVID, they had mandated the vaccine there, and I'm not able to get it. So filing for an exemption was like something I needed to do. That didn't go through quick enough, so I had to make a quick decision to come. I just decided to come here. I wasn't planning on playing soccer. I reached out to Mark and kind of let him know, hey, I'm gonna be on campus, I'd love to get involved with the team somehow, and it kind of just went from there, and I absolutely love it here. I would not change it.
It's kind of crazy the way that things break and how you end up in this situation, but Coach mentioned he's known you from pretty early on in high school. How much was that relationship playing a role in, I do love soccer, I still want to be a part of it? I mean, if you didn't know him, would you have sent an email or a text?
I don't think so. I think I would have just came here for school, but knowing him and, like, just knowing the culture that he's made here, it just made my decision a lot easier to just keep playing.
Two very different ways of bringing in players, but, hey, Coach, obviously it's working for you so far when you think about what this team's building and the returners that came back from last year, too, some of the veteran players on this team. You can really sense things are heading in the right direction for this squad right now.
You know, we're really excited, and it just every year is different. You know, everybody else has their new players, and everybody's looking for a new opportunity and to thrive. And so, you know, I think our target is a little bit bigger. There's a little more probably preparation in leading into Bearcat soccer matches now as opponents look at us. And but ultimately, last year is last year, and at the end of it, no one really cares what we did last year. It's time to look forward and continue to move what the team from last year had set a very high bar for us to continue to thrive for.
They're completely two different schedules. They don't roll over into one from one to the other. But for you, Lily and Hannah, when you think about that, Lily redshirting, Hannah playing, those experiences of being on the sideline for a game or actually being in some of those meaningful matches, that had to be huge to kind of help develop this team and bring this team to a maturation level of, all right, we're ready to take that next step here in 2022.
I feel like playing last season and getting that under our belt and seeing how much growth we have produced just pushes us this season to know that we can just go above what we expect. Like, we have the potential to be really good, and we can get there. So just continue to push each other and know that we can get better each practice, each game.
On Thursday, Northwest Missouri State will be taking on University of Missouri St. Louis at 3 o'clock. So a big day here on the campus for Northwest, with soccer coming up at 3, football later on at 7. Lily, I expect wouldn't want anything more than to have a big crowd out there for soccer and a chance to come out and beat UMSL.
For sure. It'd be amazing.
All right. We're looking forward to it. University of Missouri St. Louis on Thursday at 3 o'clock at Bearcat Pitch. Appreciate you guys coming on, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
That is head coach Mark Gordon for Northwest Missouri State Soccer, as well as sophomore Hannah Sterling and redshirt freshman Lily Ellis, all joining us on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville and joined now by Colin McDonough, who is really the busiest, one of the busiest times of the year, I guess. If there is any time that's less busy, I'm not sure. But you guys, you're always busy with the athletic department and sports information director. And Colin, good to have you with us here on the show.
I think other than the times that the seasons are crossing over, like November or the March and April, that's probably the more busier time. But not having a whole lot of sports throughout the summer and then leading up into this week of having cross-country, soccer, volleyball, football is just kind of what makes it all worthwhile.
And I guess there was a time, too, when everyone was getting caught up during the COVID year where you had some sports playing in non-traditional times in the spring. That was kind of a rough time for you, too.
That was interesting to have volleyball and soccer both playing in a springtime when you also have the baseball, softball, and track and tennis and golf going. So it is fun. But I always said, like, I always thought college athletics was the safest environment to be in. Like, we're always going to have games. There's always going to be things around until COVID. I was like, oh, it's not as safe as you thought it was.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But and then you look at the group of athletes now coming through. A lot of these were affected by that early on in their career where they didn't have competition maybe as a freshman or as a sophomore, to where they're just kind of getting caught up as they take to the various athletic fields here this fall.
I feel like we're getting almost like an older group of kids that would normally be juniors and seniors that have been here. So really they're like a sophomore, but they've been in school about 4 years. So really it's the oldest amount of freshmen and sophomores you've ever seen because they've been around for so long.
Yeah, and they perhaps haven't seen as much competition because there's been some older guys in front of them that used their COVID years to finish up their competition.
They've seen a lot of practice time, and they're just kind of waiting to get that opportunity, and that'll be nice on this Thursday night. Rich had talked a little bit about how young the Bearcats were, but the young team, they're finally getting their opportunity, and I think they've been playing football their whole lives, but now they're getting a chance to play against somebody else rather than somebody matching up in green, and the opportunity is really good.
And I imagine just getting that opening night jitters is going to be, getting that out of the way Thursday night, is going to be important for these guys.
I think so. I think you get a couple series in. Once you get the kickoff, one series back and forth, when kind of get the lather up and just some hitting the other opponent and hitting somebody else, I think by that second, third drive, you'll be settled in and we should have a really good football game.
And how nice is it to open up at home? It seems like it's been a while since we've had an actual season opener, home opener being at the same time.
I was just talking to Elijah Green about that it felt like 2018 is really the last time that we had like a Thursday night opener here, because in 19 we went to Western, we didn't have it in 20. 21 we made that short jaunt to Hayes, Kansas. And then this year at home again. So it is nice not to have to get, I like getting in the van with you and Matt, and it's enjoyable, but it's nice to be here to start this season and get it underway.
Hey, it's nice not to get back at 4 in the morning on a Friday morning.
Thursday night at home, I think, is the best schedule we can get.
Oh, no doubt about it. And from your standpoint, I know a lot of work goes into opening up at home and making sure all the little details around putting on an event, staffing the press box and making sure a lot of things go right there. It's got to be a busy time just from that aspect of things.
It was nice to have that scrimmage last week where I get a lot of my students that I've hired for the year to get together, just show them the press box, show them our setup, kind of what we're going to do during a game, because it's been a while since. And again, if you have newcomers coming in, they're going to be nervous doing their jobs of what they're doing, not just a football team, but concessionaires, from ushers, from ticket takers. It's all been a long time since we've done it. So you just have some compassion and think about others when people are coming to the game, that it's a new experience and we want this to be the best it can be.
You talk about so many people that are involved with putting on a game like this. The entire athletic department really has a role, whether they're just from the standpoint of taking tickets, doing all type of different things there. It's just really a team project for you guys.
No, and we've got a great team. Andy Peterson, our director of athletics, put us together. Lori Hopkins is our senior woman administrator, deputy AD. She handles all the compliance and making sure that everybody's eligible for this year. It just takes a while to get everybody through, every athlete, making sure they're ready to go. And Lori is on top of her game always, making sure that they're ready to go. Troy Caton's another deputy AD. He's in charge of the suite levels, making sure that that's up to standards for our fans that are coming in, because that's a big piece of a financial puzzle for Bearcat Athletics, is making sure that those suites are filled and fans are happy with that. And then Kirsten Orton Schneider has done a fantastic job just running from a ticketing standpoint, from the business side of things, making sure we're ready to go. And then this other guy, Ryan Milkey, has just kind of been there a little bit. So he does a few things here and there to keep us going.
Yeah, I think so. he might tell you a few more than just a few things.
He does a handful. He's like the jack of all trades. We don't really have a director of operations, and I was joking with him the other day that he kind of does that for a lot of the sports, where he's just kind of overseeing and helping in and pitching out when he can to make sure that everything's going smoothly.
Kind of reminds me, is it Julie from the Love Boat down there on the field before the games with his clipboard and his headset and everything, trying to make sure everything during the pregame goes off as planned there.
The Love Boat. He's kind of gopher, too, a little bit. Go get everything.
There we go. Well, as you look at that matchup Thursday night, what are some of the things that really stand out to you? I know you've had a chance to kind of delve into the numbers a little bit with Fort Hays State.
I just know when it comes down to the SID work, I will take Ryan Prickett out at any time and dominate him when it comes to the level work there. So we've got the SID field won for that one. When it comes on the field, I'm going to let that up to the players and let them decide what they're doing. It's always a fun matchup. Hayes, in the 4 years that I've seen football games here, I've been an ultra competitive contest. They've been one score games. There was 1 point games, I think, the year before I got here, it was 17, it was a 1 point game. My first year in 18, it was a 1 point game we lost here. It was like a double overtime thriller that we won down there in 19. And then in 21, that was that season opener, it was 15-7. It was a really competitive game, very defensive game in that aspect. But it's always going to be a one possession game. So it's like, who can ever not make the most mistakes? So having control of the football is a big thing. No fumbles, no interceptions. Don't have turnovers on fourth downs, things like that. Convert and keep the ball in your hands. If you do that enough, I think you can be successful on Thursday night.
You know, when you talk about that, they were really anticipated last year to be one of the top teams in the MIAA. And you look at a lot of the different team statistics they had, they were up among the top in so many different categories. It was just that one possession game. They lost a lot of one possession games that normally they might pull out and win last year. So it was a disappointing year one loss for them last year. But they got a lot of those same guys coming back this year.
Yeah, having your quarterback back is a big thing, and Chance Fuller is one of the best in the MIAA. So having him back there always gives Hayes a chance. And Coach Wright talks about Chris Brown being a fantastic coach. He's been around him, talks about how well he puts his team together. And year in and year out, Fort Hays has been a really good addition to this league in regards to football.
Well, so we get football underway on that Thursday night. That's just really kind of the start of a busy weekend. You've got cross country with the Bearcat Open coming up. We talked a little bit about the cross country and their new course that they're going to have, giving people an opportunity to really watch a meet a little bit more than what you normally get a chance to during cross country.
And you can get a little sneak peek tonight. The Spoofhounds High School team will be on the course. There's a junior varsity race starting around 4:15, and then a varsity girls race. I'll be watching the varsity boys race a little closer than normal, and then we'll have there's a middle school time trial after that. So if anybody wants to get out and check out the course this afternoon, they can do that as the Spoofhounds will be in action, and then the Bearcats on Friday.
Yeah, you got a little bit of interest in that one tonight, don't you?
One of those runners is doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's good. And one final thing, what about this Philadelphia Phillies team?
I was in a good spot until last night. Folks may have gone to bed. It was 7-0 Phillies in the fourth. The Phillies had not given up a hit at all. I was really cruising, thinking about this Bumgarner, who apparently had done crazy things against the Royals back in the day. We chased him from the game. It was 7-0 Phillies. I'm sitting good. And then giving up actually 13 consecutive runs was painful last night. It's just one game, still in control of our destiny in the wild card and maybe the division. Mets and Braves are pretty solid, but it's one game. We got to bounce back. We'll be fine.
Yeah, I think we were at the same game earlier this year, the Cardinals-Phillies contest over Bush, and that turned out, in my opinion, a very good outcome to that one.
That was another good start where Reese Hoskins hit a bomb into Big Macklin. I thought, well, that night's going to end up really well, but we could not really get to the Cardinal pitcher after that. I think it was Mikolas that night, and just couldn't do a whole lot. Michaelis, I don't even know who he is.
Matt wants me to ask you one more question. It has to do with a guy named Scott Rowland and his Hall of Fame.
Scott Rowland is a tremendous ball player for the Phillies, Reds, and I think he may have played for the Cardinals here and there, and the Blue Jays. But Scott Rowland was a very good player. He's in the Hall of Very Good. When it comes to the Hall of Fame, he's not quite there. He had one top 10 finish in the MVP race in his entire career, and it was fourth place. So it's hard to believe that somebody with one top 10 finish in an MVP race would be considered one of the greatest of all time. So.
Well, and this has been a conversation that's been going on between you and Matt for years, and we're already off to the start on this again this year, so it's going to be another long year from that aspect of things.
I look forward to many, many bus rides, or actually van rides.
All right. Well, Colin, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Thank you, John.
Colin McDonough, the Sports Information Director at Northwest Missouri State. Again, Bearcat football coming up on Thursday night. 7 o'clock is kickoff time. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. You're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. For Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Pizza Ranch.